Blog Talk Radio.
Miracle Man, I don't see whether or not you're there. If you are, hook up, brother. Well, this is how this show works, folks. We hook up. Tonight's part two of the Miracle Man's Christmas show. It ended abruptly last night. So, we got part two happening today. How this works. Miracle Man is going to show up a little bit. He's quiet to me. They got a party going on in this. I'm at McDonald's in West Beach. He's going to be at McDonald's in Midland on Saginaw Road, down by the Taco Bell, across from the Kmart. The number to call is 215-383-3810. And that can get you connected, and you can tell your Christmas story. You can tell what your Christmas tradition is. You can tell him your favorite part of the Christmas story, or just talk about anything that you want to talk about. The only rule we have is it's got to be family friendly and no politics. As the producer, I'm helping the Miracle Man make the show work, make things happen so that they can enjoy a great career. And what a miracle story he is. What a miracle story he is. Somehow I got to get that program where he told his story up so people can hear it, and send it around and be a part of it. Don't know what you do for Christmas, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's fun. And if it's your family tradition, it's important to you. And if it's important to you, that's what makes all the difference in the world. Let me see. The program is up and running. He can call in on his phone if nothing else. He can call in on his phone if nothing else. Thank you.
We're talking to Jeff here about how I was all about.
I do, like,
see if I can play a Christmas song here.
Somehow we thought I had disconnected or something, in which I didn't, and so something went wrong. But last night I was in the middle of telling the story of what was the night before Christmas, and that. So what tonight is going to be basically is making up the material I did not do last night, which is 'twas the night before Christmas. And then still going to do two Christmas songs. I got that parody of Towards the Night Before Christmas. That's about the day after Christmas. And then I got all the sports. And then obviously when I'm done, we'll play a Psalm 91 prayer over everybody this weekend and all that, and we'll have a nice, great, beautiful Christmas weekend. So, without further ado, I'm going to actually start and do Towards the Night Before Christmas. Towards the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even the mouse. All of the stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that old Saint Nick would soon be there. I went to home and I went up the nap, and I lay down for a to my wondering eyes did appear, but a man with 8 reindeer. I went up the sash and threw down the windows and tore down the sash. What to my wonder, and lo and behold, I heard such a clatter. And I sprung right up to see what was the matter. And what I heard was old Saint Nick, the reindeer, he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, now Donner and Blitzen. Charge away, charge away, charge away all. And he yelled out, ho, ho, ho! He was so lively and quick, had a big belly, and he shook like a bowl full of jelly. And the kids, of course, were in the beds with visions of sugar-free plums in their head. It, just kidding. That's the politically correct one. I mean, with visions of sugar plum fairies dancing in the, around in their heads. And so there you go. That is the original story of was the night before. But he said, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Now, here is the other version. This version, Pastor read before. Don't worry, folks, so very clean. So, here we go. Excuse me. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even the mouse. The toys were all broken. Everything was quiet, and little Johnny was upstairs sleeping because he was so tired. What am I wondering? I lay down for a long winter's nap. Then I went to the windows and opened the curtains and tore off the sash. And what to my wondering eyes did appear but a UPS man, like a reindeer. And he, lo and behold, he called them by name. And they're all here. Now Dillard's, now Macy's, now Penny's, now Dillard's, now Macy's and Sears, now Walmart's and Target's and Kmart's all here. Charge away, charge away, charge away all. Every store, every mall. And he said, and then he said, Merry Christmas, everybody. Have it all here. Enjoy everything you got. You'll be paying all year. What? It's funny, but the true story behind that is when you're doing your shopping the next few days, if you're still doing it, don't go in debt. Don't go in debt. If you can help it, please don't go in debt. It's not fun. Those interest rates on those cars is very high, so you're going to be paying for a while. So just be wise, be cautious, careful. Now, here, the first Christmas song I'm going to do tonight is one that I think we can agree. You see, I'm just thinking here for a second. This is a good one. This is one about a witness and letting everybody know that he's born. So here we go. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now shepherds kept their watching, the little flocks by night. We yield throughout the heavens, the search shone on the right. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now hail Israel, and wise men illumine. Now the earth is Lord. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now,
hey, Miracle Man.
Yes, Preacher Man.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't even realize that's a Christmas carol.
Well, it is one, and that's why I chose it. One that people may not know.
You do a good job, man. Keep it up.
Yep. I purposely chose one that people, that some people may not know. You know, and it's a good Christian one, and it tells the story about the season. Now, folks, those of you who are listening, if this is your first time, over the last 6 episodes, we were talking about Christmas, so we're talking about the birth of Jesus, how it came about. 2 different times, I talked about some different things that Jesus came to do, talked about why he came, and then the other time on Monday, I talked about why we celebrate Christmas. And you can listen to these episodes. Go to blogtalkradio.com and you search in the search bar Up Front Entertainment. Then what you do is you type in you type in Up Front Entertainment. You'll click on the link that says Preacher and Miracle Man. And then you'll see up. And this is episode number 60 right now. This is episode number 60. Really, it's a continuation of episode 59, but nonetheless, I digress. It's the 60th. So, before I get into the sports that I have to get to, that I'm going to get to, I'm going to say this. Right now would be a great time to give your life to Christ. Excuse me. And if you already have Jesus Christ, know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you're living firm in that, what, Brandon? What? What about it? Which way are they all going? What happens is, you know, this would be a great time for you to tell others about him, about Jesus. You know, and you can be a great witness doing that. And you can tell them, you know, that it's the birth of Jesus is what all the season's about. It's not about the Christmas trees. It's not about all the crazy carols. It's not about the crazy decorations. It's not about that train ride. If you're in one of those cities, you know, where they have a train downtown or something, and it's all decorated for Christmas, and you can ride on it. It's not about that. All that stuff is fun. I love it, but it's about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. Every year on Christmas Day, at some point, I put out a Merry Christmas post. I do it because I mean it. And oftentimes I say something like, he's the reason for the season, or God bless you, or something like that. I've been doing it every year for like 6 years now. And every year on Christmas Day, I put it out there. And I do it for a reason, because ultimately, it's about the birth of Jesus. And he is why we have all the freedom we do. Because of Jesus is why we have all the freedom we do.
Amen.
So, this would be a great time to give your life to Christ. And if you want some help doing this, you can call us at 215-383-3810. Again, that is 215-383-3810. button press 1, and then we'll show you what to do. And we'd be so glad to be able to help you, to give your life to Him, to the one who made us. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for these people. I thank you, Lord God, that if any among them is unsaved, that you would lead them to call that number right now. And that these people would, right now, give their life to you, Jesus, wherever they are. And then they'd get find themselves in a great church. And I pray that you, Lord God, would be a factor in their life, and that they would just come to you, and that they would worship you and realize what healing's all about. And I thank you, Lord God, for that right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now we go. I'm going to get into sports. And yes, as usual, this time of year, I'm going to start with football. I got a whole slew of stuff going on when it comes to football. For example, tomorrow I'm going to start with a college football game that involves a Michigan team, and that is CMU is playing in a state. I forgot who they are, but I think CMU does play tomorrow, like at 9 o'clock at night, and I think they're going to win their game tomorrow night. I think it's going to be 27-20. And I think they're going to be able to win. They ended up 7-5, so they had a pretty good year, but not awesome. But they were able to make it to a bowl game. 7-5. Now, with that, without further ado, we're going to get to these NFL games. And yes, I am going to start with the Lions, as I commonly do. Your Detroit Lions play the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday in the Queen City of Cincinnati. I see a Cincinnati team who is not doing so hot. They lost 34-7 on Sunday. So I think Detroit is going to beat Cincinnati. I think this is going to be a 27-14 kind of game. 27-14, Lions over the Bengals.
Come on.
So there will be 9-6 with one game left after that. And speaking of contention and Lions games, that leads me directly to the next game. The next game I'm picking is this weekend. The Pats go to play the Minnesota Vikings. What do I see? Minnesota is going to rest some of their starters so that they can be healthy come the playoffs. I feel that they're going to rest some of their starters. However, I don't think Green Bay is going to be able to beat Minnesota, even though Favre's back. I mean, even though Rodgers is back. I don't think they can do it. I think it's
they need to call
close,
Brett
though.
Favre back. If they called Brett Favre back, they'd win.
Favre retired years ago. He's like 48 now. I'm sorry, that was my fault. I do like Favre, though. I did like Favre.
I did, too.
But nonetheless,
that's just always the joke, isn't it? Just call Brett Favre back and they can win.
Yeah, but nonetheless, this is important for us because if we get the Pack to lose again, then they'll know, you know, we can't make the playoffs no matter what we do. They may still be playing for pride, but it can help Detroit a little tiny bit if the Packers lose to Minnesota. But here's what actually needs to happen. Atlanta has to lose to the Saints. If they want, if Detroit wants to make the playoffs, Atlanta has to lose to the Saints. Atlanta beat New Orleans 2 weeks ago. I don't think they get them this time, though. I think New Orleans wants to win out. I think they want that trophy, that South trophy that Atlanta got last year. I think New Orleans wants this trophy. So, do I honestly think that Atlanta is going to lose to New Orleans this weekend? Yes, I do. I think it's going to be a 3-point deal, though. I think it's going to be another clutch one, just like Tampa Bay, Atlanta, in which Atlanta won. So it's not going to be like one of those Atlanta didn't try type things. Oh, no, they're going to be in it. They're going to be clawing. They're going to be trying. I suspect they might have the lead at some point. But I think what's going to happen is New Orleans is going to find a way to beat them. Either at the last minute or be able to stop Atlanta. I think you're going to see something like a 24-21. Think. What will that do? That will put Atlanta at a 9-6, which means it would be with the same record as Detroit. However, you need Atlanta to lose again to Carolina in order for Detroit to get in, and Detroit would have to win both of their games. Because right now, Detroit is in the seventh spot, which means they'd be out. And the reason right now that Detroit would be out is because Detroit lost that head-to-head matchup with Atlanta earlier because of that silly 10-second rule thing. So, if I would beat Atlanta, I think we'd be in the sixth spot right now. I really do. And we've been a team this year that struggled with inconsistency, but I really hope that if we make the playoffs, that we can prove somebody wrong by going on the road to. I think it's going to be Los Angeles and take out the Rams. I don't think it's going to be the Saints first round because that NFC South is so bunched up. I think if New Orleans didn't start 0-2, then maybe they would have been 1-2. But, you know, so I have New Orleans over Atlanta, Detroit so far, Detroit over Cincinnati, and Green Bay and Minnesota over Green Bay. Next game. Dallas at Seattle. It might be Seattle at Dallas, but nonetheless.
Seattle is at Dallas.
And here's the thing. Dallas is they struggled at times this year. I think this is the weekend that Ezekiel Elliott gets to come back. If not this one, it's next weekend. And honestly, to be honest with you guys, here's what I see. I see Seattle as a team who just lost very badly to Los Angeles this past week, 42-7. I see them as a team that's in shambles. I think Dallas gets the win. What that's going to do is they're at 8-6. That puts them at 9-6. what that's going to do is it's going to make that race a little bit more interesting. So what I could, so I could possibly say that watch for Dallas. So that means that they get pictures.
No.
You may be thinking, what are you doing? You may be thinking, what you're doing picking on NFC games. I'm getting to, in fact, the next game will be an AFC game that I picked, but I'm picking all these NFC games because they involve playoff implications.
Yes, sir.
For teams. That's why I'm picking the games I'm picking. And to use an AFC, not this weekend, but next weekend, you're going to have a Jaguars versus Titans game in Nashville that could still decide the fate of the AFC South. But AFC games this week, who do the Patriots play this weekend?
The Patriots play the Bills.
Patriots, Bills in Buffalo?
In Buffalo, yeah. No.
Yep.
No. In
Foxborough.
New England.
Okay, in Foxborough. The Patriots have lost to the Bills earlier in the year. But I think this time the Saints managed to get a win. I mean, the Patriots managed to get a win. I think this is going to be 27-20. The Bills started off great, but then they faltered. And so there you go. And then who do the Chiefs play?
The Chiefs are playing the Dolphins at the Chiefs.
Okay, Chiefs, Dolphins at Chiefs. The Chiefs started off very good, and then they faltered, lost quite a few games, and then they managed to beat the Chargers really well this past weekend. And Chiefs, Dolphins at Chiefs. Dolphins are struggling. Chiefs are trying to win that division. It's going to be going to the end, I think, but I think the Chiefs end up winning, beating the Dolphins. I think this is going to be a 31-21. So, to summarize what I have. Oh, where's Tennessee this weekend?
Tennessee is playing. The Rams are at Tennessee.
Forget that one. They're going to – Tennessee's going to lose it. But nonetheless, the games I have picked are, again, Detroit over Cincinnati. I have Minnesota over Green Bay. I have New Orleans beating Atlanta. I have Dallas over Seattle. I have New England over Buffalo. And then lastly, I have Kansas City over Miami Dolphins. These are my Week 16 NFL picks of the pick six. And that's what I have. And then basketball. Basketball, the longest running win streak of the season by the Houston Rockets. That streak has been snapped. The Lakers beat them last night by a score of 118-108.
This was in Houston. So, good job, though, Houston. That was good, though. The 14 wins in a row. Pistons have gotten back on a little bit of a winning streak. And so, Spartans are on Christmas break right now, so they don't play again for a little bit. Red Wings, they play again in a couple of days. Folks, I'm going to sing the other Christmas carol that I promised I was going to sing. And here is what it is. Happiest Christmas to you. The happiest Christmas tree. With a he and a ho and a ha ha, with a hey and a he and a ho ho and a he and a ra and a hey hey. Oh, I got tiny eyes that jingle, got tiny lights that twinkle, got tiny rings in my eyes. I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Hee ho ho, hee hee hee. Every Christmas you will see. Hee ho hee hee hee. There you go. That is the happiest Christmas tree from the Elf movie. And I have it ever so appropriate that before we go, before I say prayer, that I should sing this because it's only going to come, it's only 3 more nights before this happens. So, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. Check it out. You want to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better not watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yep, 3 months, you'll be here, and better be good.
Did we sing Jingle Bells yet?
Nope, so therefore, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle.
All the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Sitting at my side, the horse was lean and light. Jingling as you know to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now, folks, in all seriousness, I'm going to now pray a Psalm 91 prayer over. So here we go.
Hey,
Jesus.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, Miracle Man.
Yeah.
Did you tell everybody to watch the stream tonight for the concert?
We got a Christmas concert at my church tonight. A lady named Amy, I forget where she's from, Minnesota or whatever, but she's a good Christmas singer, and I would still encourage you to watch the stream tonight. Go to livemarkcbarclay.com. Again, that is livemarkcbarclay, BARCLAY.com. And you'll be able to stream the concert. She's a great singer. I've heard her a couple of times, and it's great stuff. A word of encouragement. Pray the Psalms 91 over you. And that is this. Folks, I would strongly encourage you that on Christmas Eve, whether it be Christmas Eve morning, if that's when you're, if you go to one of those churches that have service, you know, every year on Christmas Eve, what I would encourage you do to give a special offering, put in a special birthday offering for Jesus. And you put on it, you can put on the envelope, Happy Birthday Jesus or something like that. Because how would you feel, think about this, how would you feel if we all celebrated your birth, we spent all this money on gifts, we loaded the malls, we trafficked the roads like crazy, so that everything near the, we put the Amazon people and all the UPS people to work like crazy, and we sing songs about you and stuff, yet we don't get you a thing. How does that make you feel? Well, not good. That's the point. So I would suggest you, I'm not going to force you to do it, but I'm going to suggest that you, at your church on Sunday, you put a birthday offering in the offering for Jesus. And it's a great gesture. Mark Barclay's done it for many, many years. He tells us this at church. And then also, the last service of this year, I would put in a offering. Is this point the devil offering? The last offering or the first offering of the new year? Which one is Spite the Devil? Last offering or first offering? Vernon? The special offering in, thank God I made it through. And then I'll remember what it is and I'll tell you next time. But nonetheless, I hope everybody has a very wonderful Christmas. I hope everybody has a lot of fun. Fun but no sin. Remember, fun but no sin. I just hope that everyone gets refreshed, has some time to rest and relax. I just hope and be with those they love. And I hope that everybody remembers what it's all about, and that is Jesus. So now, Father, I pray Psalm 91. Over all of these people. I thank you, Lord God, that you will be with these people. You keep your hand over them. I thank you. No plague, no evil shall come near them, and not, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. For you and your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I thank you, Lord God, that no drug driver, no drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no evil spirit, fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, none of that evil,
none of this evil stuff,
none of this evil stuff is going to come near us or any of these listeners. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that these people are going to be a, that we're all going to live in great peace and great, wonderful joy, and that we're going to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. And as I, and remember, folks, until next time, God first, God always, and
we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Good tidings we pray to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and Happy New Year. Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring us a figgy pudding and bring it right here. Now, seriously, folks, I really want to wish every one of you the merriest Christmas ever. I hope that
it's a Christmas that.
And I just hope that everyone has a good time. Keep in mind what it's about. Has a lot of fun, and I just pray that these people have what they want. And I pray that if these people are still believing for money, that money comes in right now, so that they can go get their great gifts. And until God first. God always, and a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Miracle Man.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Love you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your friendship. Thank you so much.